at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Tired of long waits and rushed care at the ER and urgent care clinic? Next time, stay home and let Dispatch Health bring the power of the hospital to you.
I call Dispatch Health. A care team of medical professionals actually come to your house.
They're the same caliber of people that you would see if you were at a hospital or an urgent care.
Dispatch Health can treat most non-life-threatening emergencies.
They can do the x-rays, they can do stitches,
urinary tract infections, blood test, urinalysis, ultrasound.
It's almost everything that they can do at the ER.
You never feel rushed. They're there for you and only you.
I felt like their only patient.
And it costs no more than a trip to urgent care because Dispatch Health is covered by most insurance, including Medicare. See if we serve your home at dispatchhealth.com.
Dispatch Health really went above and beyond.
It's wonderful to have care come to your home.
House calls are back, and they're better than ever. Learn more at dispatchhealth.com.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona Prayney. Sister is listening to this, is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for any sisters listening today that she just really seeks after you, and receives and asks to know for herself and her own heart the fullness of your Son and who He really is, and starts to really search and look for areas where she may have any deceptions in her mind and have a false image of who your Son really is, and be willing and ready to cast it down and receive Him in His fullness of who He truly is. I ask all these priests in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so this is Matthew chapter 25, starting at verse 14. Okay. This is a parable of the talents. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who calleth his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Okay, so he's leaving. Okay, most people can understand this is Christ. He's come, he's left, and he's going to return, right? And he's giving these servants gifts, and they're supposed to be using them. Okay, most people, I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's pretty long, but it's, you know, he's giving talents, gifts. Okay. Like scripture says, he sends on high and gives gifts to men, okay? And he's coming back to see what they've done with them, okay? And I'm just going to go towards the end, okay? And it says here, towards the end, when he's talking to the unprofitable servant, it says, his Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest, therefore, to have put my money to the exchangers, and then, at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury. Take, therefore, the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have in abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away, and even that which he hath. Even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then here, this verse 31 says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And then he goes on again, okay, to talk about the sheep and the goats, okay? If you don't recognize these aspects of Christ, if you know him as your Savior, which he is our Savior, okay? But in these scriptures, if this part of Christ sounds strange to you, okay, then you have some issues with the Lord that you need to start searching out, okay? And then this here is Luke chapter 19. It's the same thing, the parable of the sower, the talents, okay? Same thing. It starts off at verse 12. A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive of himself a kingdom and to return. He called his servants and delivered tons of pounds. Same thing. It says, occupy until I come. And so he returns. Okay. Same thing. Okay. Verse 24. And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it unto him that hath 10 pounds. He said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. Same thing. Jesus is judging. Okay. The same unprofitable one the same way. Okay. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even he shall be taken. I'm sorry. Even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those, listen to this verse 27. But those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. Okay? Do you know these aspects of Christ? Do these verses, when you read them, not make any sense to you? Because they should. They should make sense. They make perfect sense to me. Okay? And anybody who really knows Christ, they make perfect sense. He must reign over you. Because he's righteous and he's holy and he's good. If he's not reigning over you, you're evil and sinning and against him. Okay? He says, but those mine enemies. Okay? Slay them before me. And then you find yourself in a group, once again, crucifying Christ afresh. You will die to self. Your old man will die. And it's going to be by force. I've seen it happen. You will die to self, and it's a very painful process that you do not want to go through. And this is where Christ says, okay, this is this verse, Matthew, okay, chapter 21, where Christ says, and whoever shall fall upon this stone shall be broken, okay? So we're broken, right? We receive him, okay? We become good, that good soil, we receive him, okay? But on whomever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. So you're going to meet Christ one way or the other way, in submission, where he reigns over you. And it's good. That's the way to go. The other aspect is where he takes your life in this place from you by force, which he must. He must. That's the gospel. Okay? He says, if you lose your life, he will gain your life. Okay? And he grinds you to powder. He does this. And you need to know these aspects. And the reason why I'm going over these scriptures again is because people are used to their Bible apps, okay, and going to churches and hearing the nice, you know, comfortable, easy to receive versions of Christ with just those scriptures. They're not used to hearing the other scriptures, okay, the fullness of who he is. Okay, he's just like the Father. He's a lamb, okay, but he's just like him. Okay, he needs to reign over you. And these aspects of him, okay, because he's multifaceted. That's why you got to read the whole scriptures. You got to really get to know him as a person. Otherwise, if these scriptures sound strange and they don't make any sense to you and they don't fit the Christ that's in your mind, then you are in that group where he says, verily, I know you not. You don't know him. You don't know him. If these verses sound strange, you don't know him, okay? And you need to get to know him. You need to get to know him. Sorry about that. Okay? Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for any sister that's starting her day that she just really starts to seek after you and address any areas where things are off and don't sound right in her head, and really asks to get to know you, humbles herself before you, and receives anything that possibly you've been trying to get through to her and she's not been hearing. I ask all these praise you find in Jesus' name, amen.